Greater Vancouver's housing market added a surprise twist to a year of plot changes as sales in December surpassed the total number of new listings, in some communities running at a 2-to-1 ratio. In all, reports the Real Estate Board of Greater Vancouver, REBGV, 1,295 residential properties sold in the last month of 2022, from a total of 1,206 new listings. This resulted in a sales-to-new listing ratio of 107%, among the highest seen during the frenzied action of 2020-21. If anyone thinks sellers are panic selling, this suggests the exact opposite, noted Kevin Skipworth, managing partner with Dexter Realty in Vancouver. If there had been more listings, there would have been more sales, bottom line. We would have likely seen the highest number of homes sold in Greater Vancouver in December if that were the case. However, new listings in December had plunged 60% from a month earlier and were nearly a third lower than the 10-year average for the month. December sales, in comparison, were down 52% compared to December 2021, nearly 20% less than in November 2022 and 37.7% below the 10-year average for the month. The main drag on transactions was a 50 basis point December 7th increase in the Bank of Canada lending rate, the seventh rate increase since February 2022. Despite the sharp drop in sales, benchmark prices remained stable in December, according to REBGV data, especially in the strata sector. Benchmark townhouse prices ended 2022 at $1,012,700. This represents a mere 0.2% decrease from December 2021, a 1.5% decrease compared to November 2022, and a 9.2% decrease over the past 6 months. The benchmark price of a condominium apartment is $713,700. This is a 1.7% increase from December 2021, a 0.9% decrease compared to November 2022, and a 6.9% decrease over the past 6 months. The benchmark price for a detached house is now $1,823,300, which is down 5% from December of last year and 1.8% lower than in November 2022 and 11.4% less than 6 months ago. The composite benchmark price for all residential properties is currently $1,114,300. This represents a 3.3% decrease over December 2021, a 1.5% decrease compared to November 2022, and a 9.8% decrease over the past 6 months. The total number of homes currently listed for sale on the multiple listing service system in Greater Vancouver is 7,384, a 41% increase compared to December 2021 and a 19.6% decrease compared to November 2022. The REBGV expects 2023 to face same challenges of higher mortgage rates that characterized the last half of 2022. The headline story in our market in 2022 was inflation and the Bank of Canada's efforts to bring inflation back to target by rapidly raising interest rates. This is a story we expect to continue to make headlines into 2023, as inflationary pressures remain persistent across Canada, said Andrew Lee, REBGV's Director, Economics and Data Analytics.